Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Systemair's second quarter of 2013 financial results call on the 30th of August 2013. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Systemair. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might. The negative of such terms or similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of anticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risk associated with operating in Russia, rapid technology and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Systemair and its operations. I would now like to hand the conference over to Evgeny Troikov. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for dialing in into this conference to discuss our second quarter 2013 financial results. Let me quickly introduce the key speakers on the line today. With us, we have Mikhail Shamolin, President and CEO of Systemair, Telat Rozanov, Senior Vice President and CFO, and myself, Evgeny Chukov, Head of Investor Relations at Systemair. As always, you can find our results materials on our website at systemair.ru. I will now hand over the call to Mikhail for his comments.
Good afternoon and welcome to our second quarter 2013 results call. Systemair reported an excellent set of numbers today, showing strong year-on-year revenue growth of 6.7% to $8.5 billion and 9.4% growth in OIBDA to just over $2.1 billion. These results were driven by several factors, including across-the-board solid operational performances, reduced seasonality factors, and a number of expansion plans delivering growing profitability at developing assets. Key highlights in this period include consistent growth of data services, resulting in higher OIBDA and OIBDA margins at MTS, improved production and higher oil product sales at Bashneft, substantially narrowed OIBDA loss at Shyam, and excellent double-digit revenue and OIBDA increase at Detsky Mir, where a combination of new stores, improved product, and reduction of operating costs allowed Detsky Mir to substantially outperform despite consumer weakness typically witnessed by such retailers in the Q2. In other portfolios, Binafarm reported 116% increase in OIBDA thanks to its growing distribution segment, while MTS Bank's loan portfolio from joint projects with MTS expanded 26.4% quarter-on-quarter. The scaling of its retail operations has resulted in larger provisions, but the bank is set to compensate for this thanks to rising interest income. Turning to strategic developments, several important transactions took place in the reporting period. We completed the restructuring of SG Trans by selling two stakes, 70% and 15%, to Financial Alliance and our partners Unirail, respectively. With these transactions, we've not only returned over $430 million to Systemair, but retained a 50% effective ownership in a much larger combined transportation unit, all managed by Financial Alliance. In addition, we have further upside to unlock from our remaining 100% ownership of SG Trading, where divestment opportunities are being considered. Operationally, while majority of the sector continued to experience downward pressure on tariffs, SG Trans has performed resiliently and within our expectations. In June, we also announced the divestment of our stake in Rusneft for $1.2 billion. The deal was closed in July, with Systemair receiving the full consideration. In addition to the excellent return on our investment, this transaction should serve as a clear demonstration of our intent to actively manage our portfolio and seek tangible and timely monetization opportunities. We have retained a call option on certain of Rusneft's producing assets, which expires in the second part of September. While there is no certainty that this option will be exercised, jointly with Bashneftsistema is continuing to assess its merits. In the reporting period, two other important transactions were announced. The first is Detsky Mir's acquisition of Sberbank 25% stake in the toy retailer for $150 million, and the second is Sistema's proposed acquisition of Bashneft's petrochemical assets. The Detsky Mir transaction allowed us to consolidate ownership in a rapidly expanding business and provides opportunity for strategic options in the future, while our potential acquisition of United Petrochemical Company creates an attractive platform should we decide to make further investments in that sector. The aforementioned transactions set Sistema on path to achieve record cash generation in 2013. As evidenced by our increased dividends, Sistema is also set on aligning our internal returns with those which are passed on to our shareholders. The gain from Rusnet transaction alone is likely to have a substantial impact on our dividend distribution. The timing and the amount of payments, as ever, will be determined by numerous aspects, notwithstanding the realization of any new investment opportunities. However, as we progress through the remaining part of 2013, this is a balance which we plan to maintain. Before we move on to answering your questions, I will hand over the call now to our CFO, Всеволод Розанов, for an overview of our financial performance. Всеволод, over to you.
Thank you, Mikhail. Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking about the second quarter results, I would like to emphasize that the reporting quarter was very positive for the group from both operating and investing perspectives. The group demonstrated strong operating results, along with its ability to efficiently realize its investment strategies through sales of assets and dividend payments. First, let me discuss the group's operating results. Despite the negative movements in U.S. dollar-ruble exchange rate and the group's revenue grew 1.5% quarter-on-quarter and 6.7% year-on-year in dollar terms. The quarter-on-quarter revenue growth was due to the increase in Bashneft, MTS, and Detsky Mir revenues. The OIBDA grew 27.2% year-on-year, thanks to the growing profitability of MTS and Detsky Mir, and $346 million gain on reversal of the BTL provision. The OIBDA without the BTL gain grew 9.4% year-on-year to $2.1 billion, with OIBDA margin of 25.1% in the second quarter of 2013. The consolidated net income attributable to Sistema, net of the Sistema share in the BTL gain, decreased slightly quarter-on-quarter by 1.3% or $4.7 million, largely due to the foreign exchange loss of $175 million against $30 million loss in the previous quarter. Moving to our investment activities. In the reporting quarter, the group successfully sold 85% of our transportation business to our partner companies, FinAlliance and Unirail, for the total of 14.5 billion rubles. The other important transaction, sale of the group's 49% in Rusneft for $1.2 billion cash consideration, was announced in the reporting quarter and successfully completed in July, so it will impact our cash flows in the third quarter. We didn't have any M&A transactions in the reporting period. With respect to our dividend income on the corporate holding level, four of our subsidiary companies, namely MTS, Bashneft, RTI, and Detsky Mir, announced dividends for the year 2012 in the reporting quarter in total amount of $592 million. We are planning to extend the practice of monetizing our investments in portfolio assets through dividend payments. And for the next year, we believe that a number of the subsidiary companies paying dividends will further increase. A few words on our debt position. The group's total debt as of end of the second quarter compared to the first quarter decreased by 4.3% in dollar terms due to the dollar appreciation against ruble. The group's debt maturity schedule remained largely stable. The share of the short-term debt, including current portion of long-term debt, standing at about 20%. As for the corporate holding level, we achieved a very comfortable debt maturity profile with more than 91% in long-term notes and corporate bonds, comparing to 45% a year ago. The group's net debt position decreased to $12.9 billion at June 30, 2013, comparing to $13.6 billion in the first quarter of 2013. Our debt profile has very limited currency exposure, with the share of the Russian ruble-denominated loans amounting to 74% of the group-level total debt and 64% at the corporate holding level. We have no euro debt obligations at the corporate holding level, which is the optimal structure which we intend to maintain. The debt position at the corporate holding level as of the end of the reporting quarter decreased by 2.4% quarter-on-quarter to $1.7 billion US dollars as a result of the ruble depreciation against US dollar. The net debt on this corporate holding level decreased by 7.7% to $1.4 billion at the reporting date comparing to the previous quarter due to the cash obtained from the sale of 85% of the SG Trans to our partner companies. Cash received from the sales of businesses, SG Trans in the reporting quarter and Rosneft in July, net of applicable tax payments, along with the dividends from the subsidiaries, provide the corporate center with an extra liquidity cushion and will create a basis for decreasing the net debt on the corporate holding level in the second half of 2013. You can find more information on our debt maturity profile, the group's financial results, and the individual company breakdowns in more details in our presentation and press release published on our website. I would like to thank you for your attention and hand the call over to Evgeny.
Thank you, Psevolet. Operator, we're now ready to turn over to questions.
Thank you. Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. There will be a short pause while participants register for a question. The first question comes from Alex Kazbeki from Renaissance Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. A couple of questions from me, please. One on the dividends. You mentioned again that Q4 you will decide about the possible distribution of the dividend largely coming after the Rosneft transaction, so to say. I remember again you were talking about having this extraordinary dividend policy once you will be exiting the assets. So the question would be, whatever the decision is going to be in the Q4, does it mean there will be, so to say, an interim dividend, or can it fall into the overall dividend for 2013, which you will be then planning to pay in May, or is it going to be a separate still a dividend, which you would expect to be paid sometime in the very beginning of 2014? Second question probably is that, I mean, it's a bit of a rhetoric probably question, but there is a coming and going discussion about whether you are interested in selling Bashneft. And, you know, I don't expect you to give me, so to say, direct answer here, but what I would like to hear is that if that is strategically something which you would indeed consider, or this is something which is generally just, so to say, attributable to the rumors and shouldn't be taken, so to say, seriously, or you would still consider as a, so to say, quasi-private equity company that is possible indeed at, under certain circumstances. And if I may, the last one, just on some update maybe on your rail business, just to understand again, you declared last year that you would like to be one of the top three, four players in the market. Understandably, given what's happening in the market, you started slowly in terms of the adding the assets here. What is your current view here? Do you still intend to grow the fleet? Do you, so to say, your experience now shows that it's maybe not a priority anymore? Where do you stand in this regard, please? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your questions. Number one, definitely Rosneft transaction will be reflected in our dividends. Whether it will be a special dividend or it will be a part of overall dividend which will be paid in 2014 is not yet decided. And as we mentioned previously, we will have a discussion around this in Q4 and basically we'll make our decision known. But either way, this dividend will happen. Second question on Bashneft, it's a pure speculation. There are no plans to sell Bashneft, no negotiations are underway, So pure speculation and rumors, nothing serious to consider. And number three, on SG Trans, the company is developing well operationally. It is growing organically. We're adding new gas tanks. The tariffs are relatively stable, which is quite different from what is happening with the other tariffs for open cars, for instance, you know, which have fallen more than 30%. Yes, we are not in a rush to be making acquisitions, but we still believe that the sector is fundamentally very attractive. We believe that Russia cannot, you know, live without efficient railway and railway business. Obviously, we see that the slowdown in many respects is related to what is happening in the global economy with the demand for steel and related products such as coal, iron ore, and so on and so forth, which depress the open car business to a large extent. But as far as oil and gas tanks are concerned, this business is still quite attractive, and we believe that two or three years from now, overall railway play will bring efficient economic returns, and we intend to stay in the business.
Thank you, Mikhail. Just to clarify, so the open gondolas and expansion there still on the agenda? And the second clarification, if I may, also on the dividends. So if it falls into the normal dividend for 2013 paid in 2014, it's still not be linked to the normal, so to say, payout. It will be on top of that, there will be a consideration of the Rosneft sale. Is that correct?
Yeah. On dividend, clearly it will be a consideration on top of whatever we would pay sort of traditionally within our dividend policy and dividend strategy. If you remember, we last year adopted a strategy of progressive dividend payouts, which says that every year we should, you know, grow our dividends, and we intend to follow with this strategy. And obviously, you will see, and we may even show separately what the Rosneft portion in the overall dividend is. I'm not promising this, but I think that's the intention. And on the rail, you know, open cars is a big question. Clearly, there is excess amount of open cars, and this excess amount is quite substantial. So it's a big question whether we should go into open cars or not. But as far as gas and oil tanks, we're pretty sure, you know, this business will be there for foreseeable future.
Okay, very clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Paulina Ugramova from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have two questions, if I may. My first question is on Shyam. Are there any exit costs reflected in Q2 numbers? And if yes, could you please disclose the size of those expenses and indicate if it was reflected in Shyam's EBITDA or in Shyam's net income only? And my second question is on corporate center results, where net loss of corporate center increased to 150 million in Q2 versus only 70 million loss in Q1. Can you please explain what could drive such a significant increase in losses? Is there any one-off we should account for? Thank you.
Yeah, we'll answer those questions.
Yeah, thank you. On the SSTL side, there is no any substantial exit cost in the Q2 SSTL numbers. It's less than $10 million and largely associated with the exit packages for the employees of the closed circles. So most of the exit costs already reflected in the annual reporting of 2012. And we do not expect any significant amounts going forward. Mm-hmm. And on the second, can you please repeat the second question?
Yeah, I'm just looking in your press release on the section which shows how your corporate center financials developed, and I see that the net loss of corporate center increased to roughly 150 million. It was only 70 million in Q1. And if I look at the breakdown of how this net loss at the corporate center could be formed from, I see roughly minus 30 EBITDA, then maybe minus 3 D&A, then minus 40 as an interest expense. So my calculation brings me to around minus 80 million of net loss at the corporate level, but I see minus 150 reported. Could you please explain where the difference could come from?
I'd say that there is no any one-off in this difference, and the results are pretty much a reflection of the normal operational development. Details we can share through Evgeny going forward, but largely it's 12 million forex loss in Q2 comparing to 100 million forex gain year ago, mm-hmm. plus the Q2 2013, we had an income tax expense of 65 million compared to 50 million income tax benefit in Q2 2012. Details again, as I said, we can you can follow up with Evgeny and our team.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anton Fedotov from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for your presentation. I have a question regarding the recent announcement of Bashneft interim dividend that was made a couple of days ago. What will be your strategy going forward regarding the dividends you get from Bashneft? Do you plan similar dividends from the company in the next period? What's your plan regarding the final year 2013 dividend from Bashneft? As well. And also the second question, what's your overall strategy regarding the oil business, given that you still have this call option on Rusneft upstream? What's your plan regarding this? Thank you.
On Bashneft dividends, and also, by the way, MTS dividends, we decided this year to pay dividends in two tranches rather than one. So to a large extent, it's a formality. I mean, the essence is pretty much the same. Both companies are paying dividends, just not in one go, but in two sort of, as I said, tranches. And we don't give guidance for Bashneft dividend level, but we expect both MTS and Bashneft to be paying sort of consistent dividends with what they've been paying previous years without any dramatic changes. And as far as Bashneft's strategy, we have a strategy of organic growth for Bashneft with Trepsin to Tov development, with gas business. We have some licenses for exploration of natural gas in Bashkiria, operational improvements, improvements in the plants, so it's more or less an operational efficiency and organic growth strategy that we're pursuing. As I said, we don't intend to sell our business in Bashneft. We do think about making an IPO of Bashneft potentially next year or maybe 2015. This is something that we're considering very carefully. But no dramatic or abrupt changes in this. What was the other question?
If you decide to exercise your call option on Rusneft upstream, will it be merged with Bashneft after that, or you're planning a kind of independent development of Rusneft assets?
Well, the option expires, I believe, on September 25th. It's still under consideration, but we have not taken any action on this option yet.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Igor Semenov from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. First of all, I just wanted to press on Bashneft again. I mean, why do you say this is pure speculation? I mean, your previous comments have always been that, everything is for sale, depending on the price. So is this just a matter of, this time around, this is, nothing is happening, so it is indeed speculation. But theoretically speaking, if someone comes with a serious offer, you will consider it. I mean, or is it off limits indefinitely? Secondly, on your holdco level net cash, it sounds like the inflows from the transportation assets didn't go through entirely into your cash position, and I understand there was some, just looking at the Siam debt, it sounds like it was reduced a little bit, but was there anything else that basically why didn't net debt position decline further? Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. First, on Bashneft, of course, you know, Sistema being investment company, everything is for sale. All the assets that we have, we can potentially sell if offered, you know, an attractive price, including Bashneft. So, you know, I don't want to say that never ever, you know, we will consider, you know, selling anything. The reason I am kind of concrete on this Bashneft issue is because, you know, those rumors that have been circulated in the press and in the market are not rumors about us, you know, sort of finding a very attractive buyer who offered us an excellent price for Bashneft. Those are rumors about, you know, some people in the market putting a pressure on us to sell Bashneft at some sort of a discount or sort of forcing us into doing something that we don't want to do. And this is not true. We're not being forced to do anything that we don't want to do, and we're not a part of any kind of unfair play in the market, and that's what I wanted to kind of, you know, to clarify. But of course, if tomorrow comes and offers us, you know, a price which is significantly, you know, higher than the value that we believe we can create ourselves in Bashneft, of course we would consider selling it. Why not? I mean, this is... A natural course of doing business, but we haven't received such an offer, and no negotiations are in place, and there are no indications that we will be receiving an offer like this anytime soon from anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's speculation. And on the net debt, we did fully receive the amount from SG Trans, full amount, and as far as our debt position, I think Sevalod is best to comment.
I think it's the issue here, Igor, is in qualifications of the of the instruments which we have. Of course, you're absolutely right that certain funding for our sort of quarterly funding for our Indian business was rooted, say, to a Sostino. And given that we have pretty clear picture on our needs of cash going forward, many of the significant amounts of the proceeds from SG Trans were put on the long-term deposits and were not technically qualified as a cash. So this is the major difference.
Okay. Clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Anna Legatikina from Sberbank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. My first question is regarding petrochemical assets. Following the acquisition of UCP, do you intend to expand in this sector, and whether we should expect any M&As in the foreseeable future? My second question is a follow-up on the railway asset. Can you please explain why don't you disclose financials? I do understand that you don't consolidate this asset, but nevertheless, you made investments. And if things are developing really well, why don't disclose where financials of these assets are right now? And my third question is a follow-up on dividends. Just to understand, when you estimate dividends, first of all, do you use net income adjusted to report it? Because we had this year one-off. From BTEL, and also when you say that you expect progressive dividend payout and increased dividends, if net gain from the sale of assets is not enough to increase dividends, should we anticipate that you will kind of compensate it by increasing dividend payout ratio as a percentage of net income? Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. I will start with SG Trans disclosure. Now, the reason we did not disclose SG Trans so far is because the company has been in a transformation, because we were selling those assets, combining them with other assets, taking debt, doing organizational restructuring. So there was not much to report. We just actually starting second quarter, we have the joint venture that we initially intended to have in its kind of shape and form that we intended to have. And definitely next year we will start disclosing SG Trans, and maybe even part of this year will also be disclosed. So we are definitely taking this into consideration, and this is in our plans. On the petrochemical sector question, it's a pretty attractive asset. We believe it could be further improved and expanded. I mean, it generates around $100 million of EBITDA, so it's attractive. It's an attractive purchase, and there are some optionality with this asset to build new capacity for new products. Such as PET, I don't know how you call it in English, the plastic you use for making plastic bottles. And we currently are in discussions with a couple of partners to start that development. We don't have any aggressive acquisitions in the petrochemical sector planned so far, but that is a nice option to expand. So we'll see what happens with this in the future. And as far as the dividends are concerned, to put it simply, I mean, we said that we want to establish a progressive dividend story. We paid around $300 million dividends for 2012, and we intend to pay more in 2014, and we intend to pay more in 2015. And that's what you that's the way you should look at that, not as a percentage of net income, but as sort of absolute amount that will be growing from year to year. And as I said, we will make a decision whether to pay a special dividend on Rusneft this year or make it a part of the dividend that we will pay in 2014, but we will explain and show what it will be on the Rusneft part and how it will add to the overall dividend.
Okay, thank you. Just to clarify, so basically in the petrochemical sector, you think that there is a possibility to grow organically rather through M&As?
Yeah, I mean, so far we bought a relatively, let's say, mid-sized business which generates a nice cash flow. So we made a kind of no-regret investment. With an option to grow organically using synergies with Bashneft refining assets, because there are lots of gases and byproducts which are being produced in those refining assets which currently are not utilized in the most effective way. And by expanding production in our petrochemical business, we can utilize those byproducts better and create synergy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press star 2. The next question comes from Anna Klebatova from BCS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking questions. Could you give, please, some updates on your RT business, high-tech vehicle, kind of strategic update? So, in general, the philosophy of your high-tech vehicle, what you see for the coming years, is more relied on civil contracts or more on the military contracts? Just any kind of comment will be much appreciated. And the second question, again, update on smaller businesses like agriculture and Sistema Mass Media. According to Sistema Mass Media, I wonder whether you are happy with performance of this asset, because as far as I remember, some time ago, it was kind of on the watch list for sale, something like that. Thank you.
Thank you. Starting with RTI. RTI business basically consists of three parts. One, the major part is defense business. RTI is a leading private defense contractor for building radar equipment for mid-range missile detection. Basically, all the Russian land and mid-range missile defense system is built on the products of RTI, and with this regard, RTI is you know, more or less certain with the demand coming from the government for a number of years down the road. So this business is very stable, attractive. It's always a question of cost control and efficiency increases, but you know, we see this as a very stable and cash-generating part of the business. The second part is microelectronics, and this is a part that we have been struggling with over the last 5 years. We built this 90-nanometer plant, which has yet to pay off the investments that have been made. But this year, the whole Micron part and the semiconductor business is breaking even and even having positive OBDA. So I think we have a breakthrough in microelectronics with the key strategy to target defense contracts because Russian military needs its own component base for satellites, for lots of military applications, and the strategy of the government is to produce those semiconductors domestically, and Micron happens to be pretty much the only producer that can do it. So that is the strategy of Micron, and RTI is executing well on the strategy, and we expect this business to be positive from now on. We helped RTI restructure the joint venture with Rosnana, and this is a deal which is in progress, which will significantly lower the cash outflow. The way the deal has been structured, there's been quite a lot of money moving for equipment and rental contracts towards Rosnana, but this will now go away. I think this business will become a lot healthier. And finally, the third part is systems integration with Envision, and we expect Envision to deliver, you know, positive EBITDA this year and further improve next year. Envision is essentially a combination of Envision assets plus Citronics systems integration and the billing business, which has been moved into Envision. And you know, overall, we expect RTI to be a financially healthy company with debt to EBITDA ratio of around 3 by the end of this year, and producing positive cash flow and actually paying dividends, you know, starting actually this year, 2013. In 2014, we expect first dividend to be paid from RTI. So that business is shaping up pretty nicely. Now, agriculture is delivering positive EBITDA and net profit, very small numbers, $5 to $10 million range. We are considering carefully potential acquisitions in agriculture. We wanted to expand our land bank to 200,000 or 300,000 hectares. It hasn't happened so far because, you know, we are pretty, you know, selective in what we want to buy, and we are in negotiations with several vendors. But you know, we want to make money, not lose it, and therefore we're not kind of in a rush. SMM, you asked the question. Again, very small in terms of ABDA, very, very insignificant on the whole kind of Sistema balance sheet. And the strategy for SMM, number one, is to make this business profitable. And this year, I think we will have net profit for the first time in SMM, and not a net loss. And future development is connected with digital content distribution and production. SMM has taken in the Omelette, formerly and now Stream, internet business, which runs a Stream digital distribution portal, similar to iTunes and many others. And with Russia now adopting the anti-piracy you know, laws on the parliament level, you know, we believe that the demand for legal digital content in the web will increase. And on top of that, Stream and SMM has taken a significant portion of the MTS content business, content aggregation and distribution. So the new revenue stream emerged this year for SMM. So overall, this year it will remain being a small story, but we believe that we do finally designed a good strategy for SMM going further. And you will not see it as a money-losing business as it was in previous years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Maria Sukhanova from Sberbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Could you please update us on progress with sale of SG Trading? Should we expect it by the year end?
If I understood you correctly, you were asking about SG Trading, right?
Yes.
Yeah. SG Trading essentially consists of two parts. One part is a plot of land near Chakova in Moscow, and this is a plot of land very attractive for real estate development purposes. We intend to sell it by year-end. We do have a number of prospective buyers, and we are in negotiation with those buyers as well as doing some cleanup on the property so we can prepare it for sale. And the second part is the gas business itself, gas stations and gas storages. And this business will probably take another 9 to 12 months for cleanup and preparation for sale. Also, we have a number of bidders for this business, but we want to maximize our value, so we want to do some cleanup and restructuring first, but it's also for sale.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Alex Kazbeki from Renaissance Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, just to clarify again, you mentioned that there will be more of the system of subsidiaries paying up the dividends to the mother company, so to say. You mentioned, I think, RTI now as the first dividend coming in 2014. What are the others, if any, if you can mention those?
Yes, Kimir. Number one, this Kimir has paid dividends already for 2012 for the first time in its history. And it will be paying dividends in years to come, increasingly. Yes, Kimir performance actually is very impressive. You know, we've seen 25% year-on-year growth, like-for-like in sales. EBITDA is increasing steadily. You know, for the first time, we have positive EBITDA in second quarter. Historically, it's always been a negative for Yes Kimir, and you know, we expect this company to deliver some very positive results this year. So RTI, as I said, will be paying dividends. It's difficult to say what others, but there will be two or three more companies. I will not specify right now paying dividends for us this year.
It was even net income positive.
Was even net income positive. So you should expect in 2014 four or five our daughter companies starting to pay dividends on top of MTS and Bashnia.
2014 meaning financial 2014 paid in 15.
No. In 2014
already
paid 14. For 13.
Right. Yes. Okay.
For 13 for this year.
Mhm. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions. Please continue with any points you wish to raise.
Thank you. Just before we go, I want to clarify something that a question that was asked of us earlier on. This is on the petrochemical assets that we are about to acquire from Bashneft. That acquisition has not been complete. We expect to close it over the next few weeks. And when that happens, we'll make an appropriate announcement. That's it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes the Sistema second quarter of 2013 Financial Results Conference Call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.